Marcus, Kurt. A certain Kurt Marcus authored a German essay, whose title translates as, quote, Auschwitz-Birkenau. The largest extermination camp of the world, unquote. It was introduced into evidence during the Warsaw Show trial against Rudolf Huss. No inmate by that exact name is known, although there were two inmates, whose last name was spelled with a K, but it is unknown whether one of them was the author. This essay has one of the highest densities of preposterous nonsense ever found in any account, such as SS members assured Marcus in the spring of 1945, when Auschwitz had already been evacuated by the Germans, that they had planned to build 34 more crematoria. The entire population of Poland, quote, and other nations of the East, and perhaps also of the West, quote, were next in line to be exterminated, quote, exactly like the Jews, unquote. Even Africans had been brought to Europe with transport aircraft and taken to Auschwitz. From mass graves, geysers of water and blood squirted up to 3 meters high, and, quote, corpses, sprinkled with chlorine, were thrown up to 1 meter into the air, unquote. Although the, quote, area was extremely swampy, unquote, which is true, due to the high groundwater level, he dug pits 4 meters deep, in which to burn the corpses, although these pits would have quickly filled with water. Quote, no wood needs to be added, if average or well-nourished human bodies burn, unquote. However, self-immolating bodies are simply a myth. Fat running to the bottom of the pit was scooped up by inmates with iron ladles on long handles and poured right back onto the burning bodies. However, fat immediately starts to burn vigorously as soon as it comes into contact with fire or embers, so that no amount of fat can accumulate anywhere in a fire that could be scooped up. Before entering the alleged gas chamber, everyone received a towel and soap. This most certainly would never have happened, considering the mess it would have created, and the effort necessary to retrieve and clean these items afterwards. The chamber was equipped with showers, towel holders, soap dishes and bath mats. No other witness has ever claimed that, and there are no traces on the remaining wall ruins of anything having been fixed to these walls. Zyklon was introduced by sprinkling it through a hole onto a net, hanging beneath the ceiling. That is probably a misunderstood interpretation of the wire mesh Zyklon B introduction columns claimed by the Orthodoxy. The execution lasted only 3 to 5 minutes, and the doors were opened after only some 15 minutes, and only then were fans turned on, to ventilate the place. In fact, the place would have had to be ventilated for several hours before it could have been opened. The cremation of two bodies in each muffle took 15 to 30 minutes, when in fact the cremation of one single body took an entire hour. If another transport was already waiting, the corpses were laid out in front of the crematorium for everyone to see, quote, or they drove the men into the gas chamber, on top of the corpses of their gassed wives and children, unquote, because there was plenty of room to spare, and every intended gassing victim would have willingly agreed to climb on the heap of dead bodies to be killed next. When transports from Hungary started arriving in May 1944, cremations were carried out in the crematoria and in the open ditches. Quote, for months on end, the sky over Birkenau glowed night and day in the fiery glow of the burnt corpses, unquote. Air photos show, however, that nothing of that sort ever happened. 800,000 Hungarian Jews were killed at Auschwitz, although documents show only a little more than 400,000 Jews having been deported from Hungary in total. The total Auschwitz death toll amounted to 5 million, rather than the 1 million claimed by today's mainstream historians. It is telling that a Polish court accepted this blatant nonsense as evidence. This means that the entire proceedings were just that. For details, see Matonio 2021, pages 395 to 401.